Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Swartz, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Common thing I heard yesterday from people in the world was, boring sports day. We got spoiled by 4 days of March Madness on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. People, they didn't know what to do with themselves last night after watching basketball for 4 straight days.
Is that right?
Yes, that's what I heard.
The Lakers and the Magic were on.
Oh, they went back to NBA? You went back to NBA.
I went to Buffalo Wings and Rings, and we watched the Magic. With a thrilling victory over the Lakers. I'm sure you guys are just riveted by that.
Missed that one.
I tracked it online.
Did you track it?
Caught the box score.
It was, you know, the Magic.
That sounds good. Go through every quarter.
I can't.
Yeah, give us a synopsis of that game.
I can't. I didn't, you know, when you watch it at a sports bar, I'm not, you know, I'm watching from a distance. There's no sound. Luka didn't appear to have a very good game. Who played well? Well, Paolo's a beast for Orlando. Paolo, what's his last name?
Banchero.
Yeah, Banchero. I'm serious. He's a beast. He's a living beast. Looks like a racehorse, number one. I mean, and then you know what you'd be mildly interested in, Bill? Jake, I think not even mildly, probably just interested in. Remember Franz Wagner?
I do. Michigan.
For Michigan. He averaged 12 points a game at Michigan. He's averaging nearly 25 in the NBA. I saw him come to Lincoln one time, and I think he scored like 4. Yeah. He's become an NBA star. Are they all interested?
No.
Not really.
if those guys were captivated, it didn't work.
Yes, it didn't work.
Franz Wagner.
Tell me more about it. Yeah, tell me more about when he came to PBA. I want to hear more about that.
I don't know this. I just have this vague memory of Franz shooting poorly here. And I do remember, I can tell you, it's another Rain Man thing, which I have a few. He averaged 12 points at Michigan, I think, on the dot.
Franz, sounds like a downhill skier.
He's not. He's a downhill basketball player. His brother's Mo, who's got an injured knee right now. His brother was very good, too.
That was a game I was kind of embarrassed for Nebraska fans. Because
you remember it.
Well, I remember exactly why, because Nebraska fans were shouting. His last name is Wagner. It's spelled Wagner. And they were just, you know, Wagner. I'm like, that's not going to get in the guy's head. What are we doing here? That's our chance is to try to say Wagner when his name's Wagner. Let's try something else. Yeah. I was like, this is...
Somebody came up with the idea and put it out on social media. Someone came up with the idea. Who is it?
Let's say Wagner like it should be, not Wagner.
Yeah.
Wow, you're really good. Really
this
good
sounds
his head.
Like it's the same guy who called you Vest Boy.
Oh, Jay.
Sounds like it might be the same guy.
Wasn't him.
He went back to it.
Yeah. I'm wearing it against that. Now, that has caused some issues in Beatrice. I kind of wish I'd used a code name instead of the actual person's name, because there's a J that is a year. Now, I actually misspoke. The person is 2 years older than me, which now is going to set up another problem here. The J that's a year older
than
me.
Just keeps giving him more.
Said he got like 30 texts yesterday saying, were you bullying Jake in middle school? I made it very clear. There was no bullying. It was a one-time comment that got to me. It wasn't like an ongoing thing where this is like, hey, it's Vest Boy. It was one time. And it set me off a little bit.
It did.
But it wasn't like it was like the next day he never said it ever. You know, this person never bothered me ever. It's a one-time thing that got to me. So whoever, if you figure out who it is, I'm not mad at him. It's just one time that
this is turning into quite a story.
I stopped wearing a vest because of a comment I got.
We just happened to see you wear a vest yesterday. We commented on it. Jake brought up Vest Boy, which we didn't know about.
It was not.
And now Beatrice is
buzzing.
It's buzzing.
I'm gonna read the text I got from the J that it was not this J. This
okay,
J.
Easy now. Is this authorized?
I get a text at 11:40 saying, "Am I a bully? Was I a bully?
It's getting real.
It wasn't you." And no.
Am I a bully?
He says, I kept getting a lot of texts about me being a bully in middle school. No, Jay, it wasn't you. And the person that it was also not a bully. It's a one-time comment. So nobody is at fault here. I'm not
mad
at anybody.
J's? There's two J's?
Yes, the one that people thought was, it was not that J. Okay.
So very confusing.
The other J was.
Sounds pretty
it's
easy.
Fine. It's a one-time comment.
Just go to the Beatrice, what do they call those things?
Yearbook?
Yearbook?
Yes,
a yearbook.
Yearbook.
Yes, go to the yearbook and go 2 years older and scope out some
How many J's for that class? Yes, definitely J. But again, one-time comment. Not long-term. If it's a long-term thing, that's a different story. One time.
Not bullying.
No, not bullying. I never said it was. Never said a word, and people are taking this out of context. Like I said, I got bullied. I did not.
Never did. No,
I don't know.
Not you guys. The people from Beatrice texted this. Jay said, "Were you bullying Jake in middle school?" And it's out of hand at this point. So apologies to everybody that got involved.
30 texts. Am I a bully?
And I got the text.
Am I a bully? Yeah. Come on, don't worry about it. It happened a long time.
Feel
ago,
bad.
Jay.
That he got involved. He did nothing wrong. So there's the vest. I'm wearing it again today. I decided to do it again.
We're not going to call you vest.
And what'd you ask me on the way in this morning? About
did you
the
sleep
vest?
In your
I did
vest?
Not sleep in the vest. I took it off.
Is your wife home?
She is home.
I got in trouble once at the Grand Island Independence. I wore clothes 3 straight days, and they sent me home.
You can wear a vest.
I was 20 years old.
Yeah. I didn't wear the vest the whole day. It's like a jacket. I took it off during the day.
Yeah. It looks good.
Like if I wore this to bed, it's a problem. I did not wear it to bed. I took it off like at noon yesterday or before.
Yeah, and
you
don't look like you've been up all night.
No, I wasn't up all night.
You're shaven. You're shorn.
Not really.
You're not? It's the
a little bit fuzzy.
It's the shadow.
Yeah, it's the shadow of the vest.
Mm. I didn't mean the shadow of the vest. I meant just the shadow of the...
Could be that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The room.
I did watch the second round of some of the women's basketball last
You did?
Night.
Oh, God. Are you going to sell this as more exciting than the NBA?
Yes.
Really?
South Dakota State. And,
I can't wait to hear
and
this.
UConn. UConn was up by 50 when I turned it on. It was like this. It was 80-something to 40-something.
Yeah, this is the second round, by the way.
Second
round.
They
actually won a game to get there.
They were up one time at halftime, 66-16 in game one. Now it's game two, and they're not even a one seed.
They're not.
They're not even a
they're
one
two
seed.
Seed. Yeah.
What? Who, yes. South Dakota State.
Yes.
Not very good, as you're telling.
Well, they're in the second round, so they can't be horrible.
I think they beat Oklahoma State the first round. They're a 10 seed. They lost 91-57 to UConn.
I wonder what the line was on South Dakota
State. I think it was 20. I think it was 27.
The first one where they won the handily, the line was 40-some points.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
This game is 26.5 last night for UConn, and they covered with ease. Covered with ease.
You got to give 26.5
in the second round.
That's a lot.
The teams have already won a game.
Seems like a lot to me. Who said?
Keep in mind, they won the first game by 69 points.
Yes.
Yeah.
Up 50 at hips. Up 50 at halftime
against Arkansas State.
Against Arkansas, it was 66-16 against Arkansas State.
We are in idle chit chat.
What are you saying at halftime right there? Hey, move the ball around. Move the ball around.
I don't know what you're saying.
Fight through some screens. We were all right.
If you're the South Dakota State coach?
Well, South Dakota State, I don't know what it was at halftime. I'm talking about Arkansas State at halftime.
Oh. Yeah, it's about the first game.
What's being said?
What do you say? Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. Move your
South Dakota State was only down 15 at halftime. Not horrible. Down 50. Not 50.
What do you
15
say if you're the Arkansas
bad.
State coach? I don't know.
Enjoy the second half, team.
I don't know. Maybe don't memories. Say anything. You still say nothing.
Don't act like you know what the score is. I have no idea.
Or maybe say, pretend like the game's starting again.
be a great way
let's
to
win
go.
The, let's win the second half. They did not win the second half, by the way.
Yeah. Let's win the fourth quarter.
They play in quarters.
Yes, play in quarters.
Don't worry about the third
quarter. Just so you know, everyone plays in quarters except for men's college basketball. That's it.
And you
everyone
know
else is quarters.
And I like the quarters. Men's college basketball is kind of odd to cover and to watch because it's all about the timeout.
The timeouts. The media 12-minute or the 8-minute one. And
it's all about getting to that.
Yeah, it's just do it in quarters. Plus, it creates a couple more scenarios every game. It creates, you know, two more. What's going to happen at the end of the third quarter. Now they have to run a play. They have to do 100. Something. Yeah, and this is our timing.
Totally
of
agree.
It.
Totally
yeah.
agree.
Totally so, agree. So whoever came up with that idea, someone's got to tell me the why. We need to go just two halves because this will make life a lot better. This will really change the game. This is going to improve
it's
everything.
Always, it's always been that way. Since we've
no.
been
a- No, it's not always been that way.
Since we've been alive?
I don't know. It's been how long? It's been a long time.
Yes, yeah, since me and you've been watching.
When did the halves start?
I can't remember that.
I think back when we enjoyed the early Devaney, Bob Devaney, at the Bob, those games, I think those were still quarters.
No, Bill, I don't think so. I think they were halves.
Well let's get some. Well, you can just, someone can research
Google.
That for
there's
us.
Google.
Let us know.
Yes, let us know that. When did halves
if halves
start?
Were happening back then or not?
When did halves start as opposed to quarters
in
the men's game?
Someone help us out with some research there. A lot of texts coming in. If you're talking women's basketball real quick, Juju Watkins, the star from USC, out with a knee injury. Yeah, there are people. They said, what you talking about?
I didn't know I'd see that till this morning. That's horrible.
Season-ending knee injury 5 minutes into Monday night's game. They blew out Mississippi State 96-59, but she's out for the season, so that's not great. Star basketball player, Juju Watkins. Sip walked in with the stat this morning for us, for me and Bill. What was that fact you gave me? You asked us a question.
I thought it was a trick question because I thought it was going to be – you did, I did. That's why I went so low because I thought it was a trick question. Anyway, go ahead, Steve.
I just wanted to test your knowledge on this, and I didn't know it until I was alerted of it 5 minutes before the show. How many wins in the NCAA tournament does Utah have? I hope
University
this is right,
of Utah.
Greg. What? Yeah.
University
Utah.
Of Utah.
Utah. Utah.
And I guessed 20, which was not correct.
You guessed 5 because you thought it was a trick question.
I thought it was a trick question, and I know they went to the finals that one year and got beat in the finals.
I think you got
to
think Rick Majerus on this.
Yes.
38.
38 total. That shocked me.
Compared to what for Nebraska, Sip?
I don't know. How many is come on.
Yeah, 0, of course.
There's a lot of stats that come up through this time that just it's starting to hit me harder now.
You 38 know, shocked me when you said that one.
38. Butler, I'm talking about teams in the crown. Butler has 24.
Well, they won like 10 in back-to-back years. They went 5. They went to the title back-to-back back seasons. Year, that's 5 wins each year. They won 10 in 2 years. That's ridiculous.
Who else in the crown? Who else?
Butler has 5. Boise State apparently has 0. So is it Nebraska's a power 4 discussion?
Yes.
It's not a college basketball.
And Boise's made it several times over the last 10, 15 years. They haven't won in the first round.
Right. They have not won. Those are the ones that come to mind. Butler's won 22 times in the tournament.
That's painful.
Butler.
They played for back-to-back national championships, which is still bizarre. They were like an 8 seed both years. Brad Stevens.
Now, you're not going to see that probably again, right? Maybe not. I mean, you know what the discussion is right now, the mid-majors.
We'll get to that later on the show.
Oh, sorry.
But thank you for that tease.
You're welcome.
Later on.
Yeah, the crown, the renowned crown.
When do they head out?
Did you hear the news on the crown?
I did not.
They are going to use...
the red, white, and blue ball?
Steel nets.
Chain nets.
So if you cut them down, you got to use an angle grinder.
Yay!
Fred will be up there with protective eyewear.
I need about 8 people holding the ladder, too.
Fred, you got to put these glasses on. Protective eyewear.
Really wish it was chain nets.
Where did we decide this was at?
It's in Vegas.
The MGM
Grand. No, I know
Grand.
It's in Vegas. Well, at the MGM Grand? Okay. Yeah.
I think that's right. Okay. It might be at, I think it's 2 venues, and then it goes to 1.
Is that the finale? Is it the MGM?
There's
for sure a game or games at the MGM Grand. That is for sure. I don't know if it's the finals or not.
Yeah, we got to start zoning in on the renowned crown.
1954, I'm seeing for halves in college basketball.
54. Yeah.
So the box.
I thought it was 70s.
I would have remembered it. Bill, I think I would have remembered his 54. Abuse.
54. What would just make him in 54? We got to do this. We have to. It's just too much on the scorekeeper. We cannot do this. We cannot have four quarters. We have to go two halves.
Is it some sort of, Jake, when did TV come about?
You're not asking me about that? Was it alive.
Was it a TV commercial decision?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But the NBA doesn't do it.
No. No.
Nobody else does it.
What is the reason? I like the way you think. What is the why behind that? I will tell you this. It doesn't bother me near as much as it bothers you, although I see the appeal of four quarters, but I don't. The media timeout thing is sort of a annoyance to me. It's just covering it's weird. It's just like, well, you're just covering it for these 4 minutes, and then they're going to stop, you know. Gives you a chance to write, but it's kind of clunky. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
I want four quarters.
Would you say it's kind of clunky?
It can't be, yeah.
College basketball can be pretty clunky.
Our friend David says that it's at two venues in Vegas, by the way. MGM Grand, Garden Arena, and the T-Mobile Arena.
Okay.
So that's where the games will be played in Vegas.
All right.
For the crown.
How would we not know that?
I don't know. How could we miss that?
The renowned crown.
Last thing, idle chit-chat before I move on. A couple things for Nebraska basketball. Rink Mast is back.
This is Robin.
Also, Nebraska basketball reported this as well. And Rick Mast did as well. So,
okay. Okay. I thought it was wrong.
Self-reported by Nebraska and Rick Mast. Rick Mast is back, as well as Adam Howard, assistant coach, going to follow Will Wade to NC State. So, staff member leaving for the new staff at NC State.
Huh. That's kind of interesting.
There's some Nebraska basketball. Otherwise, transfer portal, nothing new for Nebraska yesterday. Yeah.
Adam Howard
day
on the
one
move.
Of the portal.
Adam Howard on the move to go with Will Wade.
Yes. So, that is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours. That's, again, Andrew at Newton's Lawn Care. Was he in the garage this morning, Bill?
No, but I got a disturbing text. Andrew got confused that we had moved. He was in the old house garage.
Oh,
that was that got a little awkward. Gosh. Yeah, I was in there doing calisthenics this morning.
Oh,
yeah, and my wife got a text from the new buyers, like, hey, there's a guy that's in lawn gear doing calisthenics in the garage.
Oh, that's Andrew.
And that's my wife. So that's just Andrew. He's harmless. Let him finish his reps, and we'll shoot him a text and get him out of there.
No arrest.
No arrest. No arrest were made.
He's fine.
He's fine. He just went to the wrong garage.
Oh, that's
all that happened.
That would be freaky.
Yeah.
A man in the garage doing calisthenics.
Freaking
out. Lawn gear. Yes, and all of a sudden, right away, she's like, okay, hang on.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The husband was calm. Like, hey, text Laura
quick.
What's
the guy doing?
Yeah, text Laura quick. Laura said, that's Andrew. Don't worry about him. He's fine. He just got confused on what garage it starts in.
That's
a lot. But he's fine. Everyone's fine.
I mean, if the guy's doing calisthenics, it's kind of non-threatening.
I mean, non-threatening calisthenics, too.
Right.
Yeah. I have a list of non-threatening calisthenics.
He's not messing with anything in the garage.
No.
He's just doing counts.
He's stealing anything. Just working out.
Did he steal something? No. I just
looking
sweaty.
In the window or anything. He's, no. just
he's,
doing
got, he's minding his own business
he's
over
got
there.
Music on.
Yeah. Seems happy. Maybe just let him go.
Let him he's well, they just joined in with him. All of a sudden. Honey, I don't know. Let's put your gear on.
Do this.
Let's get our heart rates up.
What's your name?
kids
start
are
with that.
Kids are confused. Dog's running around the garage.
I don't know this guy, honey.
No idea.
Seems safe, though.
It seems safe.
I like him.
Andrew looks kind.
Yeah, he does.
He's a kind guy. 464-5685. Call or text, as always. Spring football began yesterday for Nebraska, and today is Husker NFL Pro Day.
Oh, that's good.
It appears from what I saw the other day from ESPN that Ty Robinson's moved up to the 50th in the boards. That could be as high as a second-round draft pick.
Did ESPN, there's an ESPN.
Yes, ESPN put that up.
Yeah.
Draft board. I think that's Mel Kiper.
Is it?
Yes.
Is that Kiper's board?
I think it's Kiper and or a collaboration of that.
Yeah, how about that? That's the highest I've seen Robinson.
50th.
I don't know, Bill. It doesn't surprise me, although I've heard other pundits talk like, no, he's not that guy. He's not a second rounder. Yeah. I've heard other pundits say that.
Have you?
Yes. I have. In fact, there's one in particular that said, no, here's what he said. I'm paraphrasing, but I remember I wrote it. He said if he has a clear path to the quarterback, he's great and all that, but he has to get off blocks better.
Okay.
Get off blocks. Is that valid?
Probably is. I said, I haven't studied his film inside and out, but again, he's got a skill set that's pretty high, but I understand. That part of it. So his stock will rise and fall with his – it still goes off your film the most, then off of these personal workouts. So I'd imagine that today he's probably doing a personal workout. He will not – he tested very well.
So he won't test in front of everybody?
He will not do – I can't speak like that. There's no reason for him to test. His numbers were really good.
I know. I put you on the spot.
But do I know this? No.
No, I don't either.
But the chance of that would be almost none. You only retest when it's like, hey, I can do better than that. And he might be able to do better, but it's not going to change his stock. But his personal workouts, which there'll be probably several today, there'll be several teams there just to work him out, do more drills, more things. He's probably going to dinner tonight with a team. I guarantee he's doing that tonight.
Something like that.
And then also they can come in, and they can come see him anytime. So it might be like, hey, the Falcons are going to come see him on Friday. They can do different visit times.
So they'll be doing that.
But those personal workouts are huge. And what they walk away with from what they see in those personal workouts.
Here's a breakdown here. Jake, he comes in at number 50. There are currently, this is according to Sean Callahan, there are currently 17 former Big Ten players in ESPN's top 50, 17. Who leads the way? Who leads the way? What conference?
Ohio State.
No, what conference?
Oh, conference?
Yeah, what conference?
SEC.
Yeah.
By how many?
Not by many. Okay. By 20. Okay. They have 20 by three.
Okay.
So the SEC, but the SEC and the Big Ten, that's 37 to 50.
Okay.
So that's quite a chunk. 37 to 50.
And probably historically a little low.
Yeah.
That might be a little low.
Yeah. It's still pretty good flex.
Still a lot.
Yeah. It's still pretty. Yeah, maybe not. It'd be low. It'd be by two or three. Probably
80%. Basically, 80% of the 50.
Robinson. Robinson is one of the losses for Nebraska. Obviously,
have you spoken with Ty?
No, I want to. I'm gonna try to run him down today. Okay. He'll probably be over there, right? Over there. You think he'll be over there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'll try to run.
What time is pro day?
I would imagine he's there, and I said all these teams are there. He will not test, and then he will do a personal workout.
Okay.
That's what I would guess.
In the 11 o'clock range,
okay.
Jake.
Right.
I was looking at these law. I mean, first of all, this is part of the start of spring football commentary. I was just adding up what they've lost. They just lost so much production on defense.
Give it to us.
Yeah. They lost. They had 9 guys combined for 25.5 sacks that they lost. All those guys are gone, obviously. So they returned 5 guys, but they had a total of 4.5 sacks. I mean, nobody had over 1 that they're returning. They just lost a ton. I mean, I'll name the guys later. I mean, you almost have to name them to refresh people's memory. But and then tackles for loss, they lose the production of 57.5 tackles for loss and return 22. 15 guys returning combined for 22. But when you look at some of the losses, they lost a lot of good players that you almost kind of forget about in this world because it moves so fast and the rosters turn. And you know about Ty and Nash and Jamari Butler. Those are huge losses. Yes. Huge. Grown men. Yeah. Mass kicks ass. those are big. But you kind of forget, like, John Bullock had 10 tackles for loss last year. Bayer went to Missouri. MJ Sherman was very productive. Tommy Hill, James Williams had 5.5 sacks. Prince Will Umanielen, I don't even know where.
Umanielen.
Yeah. I mean, he's highly regarded. You thought he was going to rise. Even a guy like Kai Wallen would have looked pretty good, you know, this year. He went to Oregon State. Big loss, Isaac Gifford, you know. You just lost a lot of dudes. And it kind of hit me the other day. So, got to get to work.
29 new faces this spring.
You just don't have much. You don't have the big play guys that you maybe have them, but they haven't shown it yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you have, like, maybe a Vincent. You better hope Vincent Shavers and McGahee, Javon Wright, guys like that, really rise up. And, of course, those linemen that we always talk about, Keona Davis and Elijah Judy and Lynn Hart.
Lynn Hart had a pretty good freshman year, and then he kind of disappeared last year, took a step back.
Yeah, I can't explain that. He did have a much better freshman year, but this is it now. He's got to go. He's a junior. I mean, it's time now. You can't back off. Van Poppel's got to be good now. Not just serviceable. They got to be good.
I think Van Poppel will be one of the breakouts.
Do you?
I'm calling for Van Poppel.
Van Poppel.
Yes.
Well, that would be good. He had that big stand at Illinois. You know, 2 years ago at Illinois, he made that tackle. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, wait a second. It was Van Poppel. And now he redshirted last year. He played five games, but redshirted. So he should be ready. He's got 2 years in the program. Those are the guys you're leaning on pretty hard. What else from today? We don't get a watch today. We get a watch Thursday.
Practice. Who are you going to hear
from? Do you have media today?
Who speaks today?
There is media today. It's not only, see, what's happening is simultaneously there is pro day, and then there is media availability with Rule and two players, and I don't know who those two players are. So that just kind of kicks things off.
Well, will you split the staff of On Three?
You ask good questions. Yes, I think Abby Barmore will be covering the pro day proceedings, and Sean will have to dip in there after the media availability. I'll be writing from Rule, and I don't even know if I'll get over to pro day or not. It's not like I don't think Fedoni would test.
No,
kind of in the Ty Robinson realm.
Same situation.
Yeah,
I would think. Again, I do not know this for sure.
No, I know you don't.
In general,
when
you test well, you don't retest. Because all you can do is do. Also, the worst thing you can do if you retest, also, I'm going to run a 40, and you pull a hamstring after you've already got a good 40 time on record.
Makes no sense.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, whoa, now you can't do any of your drills, can't do any things. And it's just, does a hamstring kill you in draft stock of the injury? No, but not be able to do the additional workouts and stuff, that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Isaiah Nayor is the other guy who tested well at the combine. Tested really well really well. I don't imagine he'll be doing anything. But I don't know. We'll see what Tommy Hill's doing. I don't have any intel.
He would probably want to do something. He did nothing, right? At the combine, correct?
I don't think he did anything.
He did not participate at the combine. He was invited but did not participate in the combine.
So his testing today, really big.
Important.
Really big. Super big.
And that's about it.
Seems like, you know, with Pro Day, historically, like especially this year, you know, all you've heard about is Cam Ward. Cam Ward tested yesterday at Miami. You don't hear often about anything besides quarterbacks at Pro Day when it comes out of it, at least in my history. It's always, hey,
let me think about it.
I remember vividly when Zach Wilson at BYU was at Pro Day. That was the story of ESPN for days. Hey, he's throwing look at how far I can throw the football without pads on. And
Cam Ward.
It was all about the quarterback, all about him.
Cam Ward is really, it seems like his stock has risen quite a bit. Like,
he's seen as the almost no doubt number one.
No doubt number one. Cam Ward. I kind of like it. I'm not in love with Cam Ward because he's ducked out on a bowl game. You know?
He played part of it, right?
He played the first half. Then ducked out.
What's worse, not playing at all or playing the first half and not playing the second half?
I don't know. The picture's not good either way. But he's obviously a talent. I'd lean, for what it's worth, towards Shadur, for what it's worth.
He could slip down the boards, it sounds like.
Well, no, come on, really?
Yep.
He's not.
Depending on who you see, he could slip down past number two for a couple picks.
Who would slip ahead of him?
I don't know.
That guy that Bill likes from
Jackson
Ole
Dart.
Miss, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, I know.
I like him a lot.
I like Dart.
I do. I like Cam Ward, too.
I know you do.
I really like Dart. Really do. Big fan. I think he's a ways off. I don't think he's like a first-day starter. Oh.
Really?
Not first-day starter. I wouldn't. Again, that's where everything's changed, too. It used to be a lot of times people got drafted. They weren't starting right away.
Do you think Bo Nix would be as ready as he was?
A little bit more just because how old he was. And so that would be a little bit to it. But, no, did I think Bo Nix would have the great year that he had? Because he had it for a rookie, good year. No, I didn't anticipate it'd be that good.
Mm-hmm. Those guys, I'm not familiar enough with Jackson Dart to comment. I've seen a lot of Shadur, and I love him. Love him. He can run a little bit. He's tougher than hell. That's the guy I'd take.
His will be interesting because I wonder if he'll test at all, which probably won't, which means he'll have no test.
Shadur.
He didn't test. He didn't do anything at the combine. Hmm. Does he test it at pro day? Probably not.
Film.
So it's film only.
That's enough.
It's nice, but you'd be shocked. People like to have numbers. You know, that's why they ran.
Yeah.
You know, that's why people run at the combine. So people have different times. They don't all do it, but they trust me. Every NFL person, they want as much data as they can get.
I got you. That's a good point. Yeah, I got you.
Your film's still your. It's like every time you have someone that runs. He just ran some running back just ran, or wide receiver just ran 4.30. That's incredible. And it's like, his film's not that good. I guess the NFL, most of the time, he's not that good. And so it's like there's so many more variables to it.
There are.
It gets you so excited for a while. Like, did you see what he just did? And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, let's just go back. That happened all the time in camps all the time. We'd be like, somebody tests out really well in a summer camp. Then you kind of go back, hang on, we missed something here. And usually you're watching film at noon and then to watch him again. We get drills this afternoon and all this stuff. Then it's kind of like, not really. No. Nope. And we got to football stuff and it wasn't real good. Mm. And so
that's the thing about now, Bill, up. What about just the quarterback position? What test would Shadur do poorly and that would cause you concern? Like if he ran a poor 40?
It would be escapability. It'd be a little bit. Yeah. It'd be like, okay, what'd he run? But is it like people always say? Well, did you see Tom Brady run? Well, no, that's an outlier. Right. But yeah, you'd have some concern. Probably just more of his movement. I'd say probably more three cone. Because that's a little bit more of agility based, and a quarterback does more agility stuff inside the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think any of those are going to be near as important as how fast does he process, how fast all the other things.
What you see? What you see from him? You saw him a lot. You saw him a lot, right?
Yeah, arm strength, all the things that he has, the processing, that I don't know. I couldn't sit here and say that he processes at an elite level. Well, that I couldn't
just
say.
Don't know.
Just not sure if he does or not. I didn't study him like when you study someone or watch him. I just see sometimes I go, and I like the fact that he played in the bowl game and got the living crap beat out of him. And played. I think he played all the way through almost to the middle
BYU?
Of the third. Didn't he play through the middle of the fourth quarter?
He did play.
I believe.
Yeah, he played most of that football
game. Yeah, I mean, they got absolutely destroyed. And so that was a stock up for me.
I've seen him in four full games, and I just like what I just like every game I saw. I liked.
Well, we point out I think that the offense somewhat changed after Nebraska. They got quicker. It wasn't long developing
Start
routes that helped
bit.
Him out. So that was
quarterback
processing.
Runs, different things. He would different stuff that he would do because it was like hang on the ball forever.
Yeah,
it was not good. And they did. They completely changed their offense on some different things, and they got better.
Yeah, he didn't play that well against Nebraska.
No. They're down 28-0 at halftime. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not great. By the way, Genga says, don't forget about Nash Hutmacher today. Big day for Nash at Pro
Okay.
Games. Big day
Good
for
point.
Nash.
It is. We should, thank no, you, no Genghis.
No combine for Nash. He's, you know,
Nash, I would imagine, again, not, don't know for sure, probably he should be testing today.
Yeah,
he'll still do his testing.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some guys. Yeah. There's some guys that you would, you know, Gifford probably a big day for, right? Mm-hmm. Bullock probably a big day for.
Absolutely.
Imagine those guys are back here. Gifford, Bullock immediately come to mind. Yeah, Nash doesn't have, you know, the thing about Nash is he didn't put up big stats. He didn't have, if you look at his numbers, they're not, there's nothing. There's not a lot there. But he's obviously got a shot here, right?
Absolutely.
He's got a shot.
You have athletic big guys. And a lot of times you'll see, like, especially in the NFL, now he's not quite in that type of frame. But a lot of times they have giant nose guards that don't have many stats.
Okay.
They just eat up space. And so they're not a lot of numbers on them, but they'll eat up space. So he'll have a chance to be in that position. Plus, high character, high work ethic, all the different things that go with it. You don't have any red flags on anything.
I wouldn't think so.
Nothing off the field. A-plus person. You name it, he hits home runs on every single one. That helps you a lot.
100.
A lot.
Yes.
So, pro day today for Nebraska. We'll have some reports on that tomorrow. And when we come back, it's been a great March Madness so far for the Big Ten, and the conference may have gotten better the last couple days. We'll tell you why next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.